work 36 straight hours and you had 12 off. And I would go home and rest for a little while, and then we'd go to a movie or something, and then I'd rest again, and then I'd go back to work. And you just got in that habit. Mm-hmm. And another story about radiology, which I'll get to later, is when I went into radiology, it was what we called a gentleman's specialty, because nobody bothered you much. You did your work, you did all your studies and what have you, and you went home, and you never got called. All the docs kind of took care of their own radiology, looking at, is the ankle broken or not, or is that, you know, wrist broken or what have you. And they would never call you. In fact, for the first many years I was in Waco, if I was on call on Sunday, on some Sunday afternoons, I'd go sailing, because we had some beepers, first of the beepers then, and they'd beep you, and you had 30 minutes to get to the hospital. That was the time frame, and that was easy in Waco. Mm-hmm. In fact, we built this house here in 1976 because it was 4 minutes from the Hillcrest emergency room, and in less than 15 minutes I could run out and look at an x-ray and come back.
Get much closer than that.
Yeah, and so that worked out really good for me. Over the years, the gentlemanliness of the specialty went away with the advent of cross-sectional imaging, which is another story I'll get into after a while. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden your services were in demand 24 hours a day, and many a night you would sit here all night long looking at x-rays and sit in a recliner or something, and jump up and go over and read one, and then get back in the recliner, and then of course you had to work the next day.